A Boonville man was taken into custody by authorities this week and has been charged with a felony. According to Boonville police, 26-year-old Nathan Tripp was arrested and taken into the Cooper County Detention Center after he was served a warrant yesterday. According to online court documents, Tripp has been charged with a Class E felony for domestic assault in the third degree. No other details of the alleged incident are available. Bond was set at $5,000 cash only. A future date for Tripp in the Cooper County Circuit Court in Boonville has not yet been set. After missing the filing deadline to be on the ballot, three-term Boonville City Attorney Brad Wooldridge found himself in a bit of a pickle. But instead of giving up his position, Wooldridge did what he needed to do to try to win back his position by going the extra mile, and it paid off, as he made history as a write-in candidate. Wooldridge said in an interview with KMMO's Dan Markle, he's thankful enough voters showed their support as he defeated lawyer Sidney Mayfield by 19 points, votes, 347 to 328.
I don't know any municipality where a three-term, six-year city attorney misses the filing deadline and then has to file as a write-in. It was quite a challenge. Very, very thankful, very fortunate. Owe a debt of gratitude to everybody that helped us mobilize the voters, got people registered to vote. This is small town, small county politics, and it was a lot of work, but I'm feeling very, very grateful.
Wooldridge says once he found out that he missed the deadline, he had to file as a formal write-in candidate just to be considered by the voters for the position.
I contacted City Hall. They said that I missed the deadline. My only option was to go to the county clerk's office. The county clerk informed me that I could declare candidacy, but I had to do it by write-in, so we hit the ground running. Started knocking doors, talking to people, making phone calls, registering voters. Had a really good team of people in our corner. Boonville's my hometown. I know every street and every alley, and this is where I plan to spend the rest of my life, serving citizens of Boonville.
All numbers are unofficial at this point, though. Certification of the municipal election is official, is scheduled for tomorrow. You can see all the results of the races and issues in Cooper County, as well as Saline, Carroll, Sheridan, Howard, Lafayette, and Pettis counties by visiting our website, KMMO.com. And the Higginsville Board of Aldermen approved a resolution to authorize the city to submit an application for an assistance program during a regular session meeting on Monday, April the 3rd. According to City Administrator Jeanette Dobson, the board agreed to submit an application for the Small Community Engineering Assistance Program, which is offered by the Missouri Department of Natural Resources. According to DNR, the program is designed to assist communities with funding for wastewater engineering costs, which are incurred in the preparation of a facility plan. It also has requirements to be eligible for the grants, including the communities must have a population less than 10,000 residents. If approved by DNR, the city could receive a grant up to $50,000. And that's a look at your news at this hour on KMMO. I'm Kyle Yaunt.